Maligayang panonood po sa inyong lahat, saan man po kayong dakong daroroon ngayon. Kayo po ay nanonood ng programang Adventist Heritage. Samahan niyo po kami sa isang oras na talakayan tungkol sa walang hanggang pabalita ng misyon ng Diyos sa sanlibutan at ang mga kabayanihan na mga misyonaryong nag-alin ng kanilang buhay at lakas sa gawain ito. Ito ang programang gigising sa inyong puso na tapusin ang gawain ng Diyos. Ako po si Sister Jaisel Diaz at makakasama po natin ngayon si Pastor Brian Tolentino. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Jace. Good evening po sa inyong lahat. Binabati ko po ang lahat ng mga pag-subaybay po natin. Alam ko po na dati nakikita niyo ako sa clear messages. Ngayon naman po ay may bagong programa tayo, Adventist Heritage. Ayan, Jace. Maraming salamat nga pala sa pagpapaunlak mo sa amin.
Yes, Pastor. I'm also very excited to have this program. Pastor, tungkol saan nga ba o ano ba itong Adventist Heritage na program natin?
Well, gusto kong bigyan ng background yung ating mga tagapakinig. Ano? Adventist Heritage ay dati kasi, explain ko muna yung dati nating programa. Hindi ko alam kung nakasubaybay sila, pero dati may programa tayong ang tawag ay Sharing the Vision.
Yes.
Kasama ko si Doc Alexa, at kung sino-sino pa.
Yeah.
Maraming naging host. Pero hindi siya live.
Uh-huh.
Ngayon, naisip ko gawin siyang live. Pero parang gusto nating lawakan yung scope ng ating pag-aaral. This time, we will talk about yung una. We want to talk about Seventh-day Adventists as a biblical church. Ibig sabihin na biblical church, founded yung ating mga paniniwala sa Bible. Pangalawa, gusto ko makita ng buong mundo na nanonood sa atin kung ano yung distinctive na doctrine na meron tayo. Ibig sabihin, ano yung kakaiba sa atin na wala doon sa ibang denomination. Pangatlo, gusto kong ma-discuss dito na the Seventh-day Adventist Church is a very missional church. Meron siyang ginagampan ng tungkulin para tapusin ang gawain sa buong mundo. Pangatlo, yung aking walang hanggang, I would say, interest sa history.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Alam naman natin na lahat ng tao gusto sa history.
That's true.
Oh, pero ang gusto lang nila sa history, yung narrative. Hindi yung dates, hindi rin yung events, hindi rin yung mga tao mahirap siya i-memorize. Pero gustong-gusto nila makinig. So this is now the time for us to tell the narratives of the church. At ang dahilan kung bakit ikaw yung napili ko dito kasi nakaklassmate ko po si,
yes, po
si Ma'am Jaisel, si Sister Jaisel sa Adventist Studies,
yeah.
Ellen G. White and Adventist Studies Certificate Program ng Andrews University. And gusto ko naman, ang kausap ko dito, meron din konting alam.
Opo, Pastor. At ang laki ng impact ng study na yon para sa atin. That's why we come up with this one.
Oo nga. Kanina na, itanong ko sa iyo habang wala pa tayong live. Saan mo unang na-encounter yung Adventist history?
Mm-hmm.
At kumusta ang impact nito? Ano yung nag-bring about ng interest sa iyo? Particularly sa history ng Seventh-day Adventist.
To be honest, Pastor, hindi ko siya napagdaanan nung elementary, high school. Nung nag-theology na ako, yung first year college ako, saka ko lang siya napagdaanan yung about Adventist history. Pero nung time na yon, hindi pa siya ganun ka-impactful sa akin. So nung nagkaroon tayo ng klase about it from Andrews University, yung ating mga professor, dun ko mas nakita yung ang ganda nung progress ng ating church na talagang, sana talagang malaman ng lahat. So this is it, Pastor. Now, we're hoping na marami po ang makapanood at makapakinig nito kasi sobrang very informative and sobrang faith-building kung kanino man na makakapanood nito with regard to our Adventist faith.
At saka naalala mo, nagkaklase pa lang tayo, sinabi ko na to.
Mm-mm-mm.
Kailangan natin i-share to. Kasi sayang naman yung mga pinag-aralan natin.
That's din
natin
share.
Pangalawa, ikaw, nasa actually si Pastor Jaisel is in the line of missions, di ba? Missiology.
Yes po.
Ano sa tingin mong relevance nito sa pinag-aaralan mong missiology?
Ang laki talaga ng relevance nito, Pastor, kasi paano ka magiging mission-oriented kung hindi mo alam yung pinanggalingan mo? At the same time, alam mo kasi na yung pinanggalingan mo is a movement. So definitely, yung patutunguhan mo, yung patuloy mong gagawin, is actually talagang movement patuloy. And you're gonna go on the mission talaga, knowing your route.
Okay. Ako ngayon mag-interview
sa'yo.
Oo
nga eh.
Among the pioneers, sino may medyo may mas pinakamalaking impact sa'yo?
Alam mo, to be honest, Pastor, andito na nga yung picture eh. Si Mrs. Ellen G. White po kasi. Kasi, alam niyo, Pastor, nung, syempre, babae din ako. Hindi naman sa gender, ano. Pero, she started young and she started with much humility. At the same time, Pastor, yung clarification na yung every vision niya is just to edify kung ano yung meron na. Ang ganda nun, parang laging padadaanin ng Panginoon na, oy, tama yung dinidiscuss nyo ngayon, tama yung pinangahawakan nyo ngayon. So talaga edification ng faith talaga. So hindi ko makalimutan yun sa pinag-aralan po natin.
Amen.
Yung mga visions niya that would edify our beliefs as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Amen. So sagutin ko na yung tanong mo kanina.
Yes.
Ano ba yung mga pag-uusapan natin?
Yes, dito? We're looking forward to that, Pastor.
Okay. So, una, i-establish muna natin yung mga foundation ng Christian belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Pag-uusapan natin yung redemption as it is in Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Kasi foundation yun.
Yes.
Tapos, medyo magkakaroon tayo ng konting background sa Reformation. Konti lang. Although madi-discuss natin from time to time ang Reformation. Tapos, didiretso tayo sa Millerite movement. Paano na-establish yung second coming concept?
Mm-hmm.
Paano nagkaroon ng second coming? Bakit naghanda ang mga tao sa second coming? Tapos, pupunta tayo sa investigative judgment. Paano sila nag-come up doon? Sino yung mga key persons doon? Tapos, pupunta tayo sa distinctive doctrines sa Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes.
Of course, kasama na doon yung Great Disappointment.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, paano nila madidiscover yung sanctuary? Paano nila madidiscover yung Sabbath? And then, yung spirit of prophecy,
mm-hmm.
state of the dead. Tapos, papunta tayo doon sa concept ng yung tithing o yung
stewardship.
Tapos, then, iisa-isahin natin kung paano na-establish yung mission.
Mm-hmm.
Paano muna nabuo yung pillars of distinctive doctrines na siyang nagpa-ignite o nag-fuel para kailangan natin ito ipabalita sa buong mundo.
Yes.
Tapos, paano nagkaroon ng world mission? Tapos, most probably, hindi ko alam kung kailan, pero isa-isa hindi natin pag-usapan. Paano nakarating ang pabalita sa Europe? Paano nakarating ang pabalita sa Australia? Mula sa Australia, nakarating sa Indonesia, nakarating sa Pilipinas, pumunta si Abraham Laru, pumunta si Caldwell, pumunta si Munson, at hanggang sa maisa-isa natin yung mga uh-huh. pioneers dito sa Southern Asia Pacific Division.
Grabe, Pastor. Parang... Ngayon pa lang, umpisa pa lang, para gusto ko nang maalaman lahat. But anyway, that means marami kayong aabangan sa mga manonood po natin. And I'm very happy po na marami po ang nagko-comment na kanilang greetings sa amin ni Pastor.
Yan, batiin natin.
Yes.
Of course, si Shalom.
Oo nga. And si Rocky Lukban. That's my co-host tomorrow.
Praise the Lord for His Holy Spirit leading this program.
Amen.
Please pray and share.
Yes.
Ayan, na-miss na natin si Shalom, pero iniwan ko po yun, mga kapatid, yung isang programa para magkaroon po kayo ng additional knowledge dito sa, important kasi alam mo, expertise ang kailangan dito.
Mm-hmm.
Ibig sabihin, kailangan, kakaunti lang ang meron talagang, una, interest. Pangalawa, expertise sa history. It would take long years bago ka ma-acquaint sa history.
So,
si Jaisel, ang kagandahan po sa kanya, medyo bago-bago pa lang po siya dito. So, at the same time, inquisitive siya, but at the same time, may konti siyang background.
Okay po, yeah. Totoo po yan. Parang gusto ko nga magtanong ngayon eh. Well, anyway,
sige pa,
the good thing about life po, Pastor, is that they could ask question din.
Yun.
Tama po ba? So, yung mga tanong niyo po, yeah, i-type in lang po sa comments and we'll see to it na masagot po natin, hindi ba ngayon, at least sa mga susunod na episodes, why not? O sige po,
ayan.
Pastor, parang gusto ko nang simulan. Ano po ba yung topic natin for this evening?
Ang naisip ko, ang kauna-unahan topic natin, we'll talk about the foundation kung paano nabuo yung Bible. Bakit may Bible? bakit, sino yung mga ginamit ng Panginoon? Sino yung mga propetang ginamit ng Panginoon? At saka, para saan yung Bible? Uh-huh. Why do we have the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay?
Naku, para nakaka-relate din ako dyan. Uh-huh. Lalo na sa part ng missiology. Yes, ano? So sige, simulan po natin. Ano pong ating unang verse para po dito?
Ayan. Unahin muna natin ang 2 Peter chapter 1. Simulan natin sa verse 19 and 20 and 21. Bago yan, bigyan natin ng konting background. Nang nilalang ng Diyos ang tao, Jace, there was a direct communication.
That's true. Opo.
Yes. Pero may condition ng Panginoon doon sa relasyong yun. Una, there must be perfect obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, naglagay ang Panginoon ng restriction. Pero the moment na bumagsak ang tao sa kawalan ng tiwala sa Diyos, biglang nagkaroon ng, sabihin na nating gap.
Or parang barrier. Something.
Nawala na. So, hindi naman totally nawala. Almost nigh-obliterated. Sabihin, muntik nang mawala. Pero nandyan pa rin yung pag-ibig ng Panginoon para makipag-communicate. Okay. Ang tanong, ito pang mga pinag-aaralan natin sa Bible, what benefit can we get from it? Ito yung verse na babasahin natin.
Sige po, basahin.
Basahin natin. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Sige, Jace, makibasa.
Sabi po dito, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts.
Yeah, explain ko muna to, no, habang verse 19 muna, para medyo mas maliwanag. We also have more sure word of prophecy. So, the word of prophecy is sure. Actually, mas sure siya nung namatay si Kristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Kasi lahat ng prophecy na patungkol nangyari. Whereunto we do well. We do well if we take heed. Ibig sabihin, pag nagbasa tayo at sinunod natin yung prophecy, we do well. As to what? As to a light na kagaya ng isang liwanag na nagliliwanag, na nagniningning in the dark place. Ang tanong, what is this dark place we are talking about? Ayon sa context, mamaya malalaman natin, what is this dark place? Until the day dawn, so the day dawn is parallel to the light that shineth. And the day star in Revelation chapter 22 is Jesus Christ.
Yes, opo.
Arise in your hearts. So ano yung arise in your heart? The heart is the dark place. Nakita mo yung parallelism?
Yes, po.
The light that shineth in the dark place means the day star that rises in your heart. So, yung light na yon, it's not only the Bible, but Jesus himself, sabi
yes,
sa John chapter 8, verse 12, sabi niya, I am the light of the world. Sabi niya, in the day star arises in your heart, the heart is the dark place. So, pag nagbasa tayo ng Bible, nagliliwanag hindi lamang ang salita ng Diyos sa ating mga puso, yung truth. Nagliliwanag din si Jesus Christ sa ating puso.
Ang galing, Pastor. There's a new explanation ano, para sa atin, lalo higit sa mga manonood natin, na yes, yung puso natin, there could be darkness, pero yeah, we need a day star, and that is Jesus. Yung next verse po natin, sa verse 20.
Next verse. Verse 20.
Yeah, it says there, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Next.
And verse 21.
Verse 21.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
So ito na, dito na tayo papunta sa holy man of God. Spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So it's not by private interpretation that we can understand the scriptures. Because it did not come by human authorship. It came from the Holy Spirit. So the same Holy Spirit who authored this will be the only one that can interpret it. So without the Holy Spirit, that's why kung hindi tayo magpe-pray, hindi natin makikita yung gustong ipakita sa atin ng Panginoon. Kagaya ng light na binanggit ko kanina, it was through the Holy Spirit na maiintindihan natin ang scripture. Pero ang pinaka-point kung bakit natin dapat intindihan ang scriptures, so that we may see Jesus, that will shine in our hearts.
Totoo yan.
Yun yung point.
Mm-hmm. We're blessed, Pastor, kasi we have this written words, you know, we have the scripture. And we have those people na ginamit ng Panginoon to actually write the scripture for us. Mm.
So, kung titignan natin, from the very start, God was trying to reach out to us.
Yes, opo.
Kahit nawala na yung communication, still God, di ba, nung nagkasala si Eva at si Adan, God was still reaching. Mm. Ano sabi niya?
Nagtatanong.
Where are you? Where are you? Opo. So, ibig sabihin, bagaman ang relationship ng tao at Diyos is deferred, o sabihin na natin, alienated. Mm-hmm. Pero ang unang nag-reach out, Diyos pa rin.
Even now.
Oh.
Kahit ngayon, di ba po? Lagi yung Panginoon ang laging una nag-reach out sa atin.
Hindi talaga ang tao, mga kapatid, ang nag-reach out, kundi ang Diyos. So, yung unang effort galing sa Diyos. Mm-hmm. Pagkatapos, nung nagkasala sila, ginawang kagad ng solusyon ng Panginoon problema. Of course, nandun yung tumahi ang Panginoon, ng damit para sa kanila, and all of this. Pero, yung unang curse ay ibinigay kagad sa Ahas. Pero yung unang curse is not actually a curse.
Yes.
It's actually a prophetic blessing for humankind.
Yeah, and not everybody knows that, Pastor.
Yes.
Hindi talaga lahat may alam noon. Pero let's look into
Let's look at it. Okay, so basahin natin ang Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Ang tawag ng mga theologian dito ay, tawag nito, unahin muna natin yung Amos 3:7. Para
okay,
mas maganda.
Amos 3:7.
Basahin muna natin yung Amos 3:7.
Yes, sabi po doon, surely the Lord God will do nothing but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets.
Kanina binanggit natin na the holy man of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, ang Diyos gagamit siya ng mga instrument na relevant doon sa mga tao. Kasi yung language ng Diyos, iba.
Totoo.
Ang language ng tao, fallen language. So, gagamit siya ng tao para maintindihan ng tao yung kapwa niya tao. Holy. Pero, ang pagkakaiba, holy man of God. Ibig sabihin, mga taong consecrated na may relasyon sa Panginoon ang gagamitin niya.
Yes.
Okay. So, pero bago siya gumamit, siya mismo ang unang nagsalita sa Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Pakibasa.
Ayan, Genesis 3, verse 15. Sabihin po natin, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Medyo malalim ito, no? Ang tawag dito ng mga theologian is the first gospel.
Uh-huh.
Proto-Evangelion. Yeah. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Isipin mo na lang kung walang enmity between the woman
and the serpent.
And the serpent. E di, kalaban na nilang Diyos. Friends sila. Kalaban na nilang Diyos. Pero, maglalagay ng enmity ang Panginoon laban sa woman at sa kanyang seed. At ang seed na binabanggit dito, in the future, sabi sa Hebrews, sabi sa Romans, is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi sinabing seeds.
Uh-huh.
Ang sabi ay seed. Hindi na natin masyadong lalaliman yan, pero ang point natin dito ay matatalo ng seed ng woman yung seed ng serpent. So, ibig sabihin, sa katapos-tapusan, panalo ang Diyos.
Of course.
Kasama ng kanyang bayan at talo si Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the first. Pero, very broad pa to. Paano to mangyayari? It would take like 4,000 years.
History po talaga, Pastor.
Yes. Kaya nga, kung hindi natin pag-aaralan to, na-miss natin yung mga scriptures. Mm. Hindi natin nalaman. I mean, doon sa pag-aaral natin ng clear messages, kasi nandun ako, ano din, topical yun.
Yes.
Apo. Usually, hindi siya chronologically. Pero dito sa ating mga pag-aaral, most probably, most of our studies here are chronological.
Opo.
So, makikita natin kung paano yung history of redemption. Makikita natin kung paano ng Panginoon dinidevelop yung theology from broad to specific. From, sabihin na natin, from a simple expression to a more distinct expression, even systematic expression, para wala nang magkakamali. Nakuha mo?
Yes. Opo, Pastor.
So, sabi kanina, So ang unang maituturong nating propeta dito, acting as a prophet, although hindi talaga prophet, is God himself.
Opo, siya po talaga yung una.
Siya kasi yung pinanggagalingan ng message. And then, ang tanong, sino ba?
Yung mga sumunod.
Oo, sumunod. Ang tanong ko, sino ang kauna-unahang tao na ginamit ng Diyos bilang propeta?
Mm-hmm.
Nagtanong ka kanina, di ba?
Oo nga po eh.
Paano, Pastor? Paano? Basahin natin.
Sino yung sunod-sunod?
Ang unang propeta, mga patid, ay si Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Paano naging Enoch? Di ba? Eh, Enoch walked with God and he was not.
Yun opo, lang. Opo. So, paano naging siyang propeta? Ano?
Naging propeta. So, basahin natin sa Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Pakibasa. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24. Tapos mamaya ay Jude 14.
Okay. So, sabi po dito, and Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him.
O, nasaan ang pagiging prophet? Wala, di ba? So, basically, nasa Jude na makikita
okay,
natin.
Pero verse, okay.
Ang unang qualification kung bakit siya naging prophet, because he walked with God.
Definitely. Opo.
Pangalawa, kinuha na siya ng Panginoon because he was too close to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, ibig sabihin mga kapatid, our God's, sabihin na natin, what prompted God to take Enoch even to the point of sabi natin, translation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that relationship. But, sa tingin mo, ililigtas lang ba niya si Enoch nang hindi nag-warning man lang si Enoch? And This is two generations before the flood.
Opo.
So, ganun na lang ba? Ililigtas niya na lang ba? Nang wala man lang warning? No.
Maganda makita natin yan.
So, tingnan natin sa Jude, verse 14 pala.
Yeah.
Jude verse 14. Masahin po
Jude
natin.
14, 1 verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints.
So, prophesied with this. Ibig sabihin, although nakikita niya na yung thousands of saints, pero yung anak niya, ang pangalan ng anak niya ay Methuselah.
Yeah, Methuselah.
Ano ibig sabihin ng Methuselah?
When he dies, the end will come.
Oh, yeah. Judgment will come.
Yeah.
Or
destruction
literally,
will come.
Arrow. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng kanyang anak. Methuselah, then judgment comes when he dies. And then, pag kinumpute natin yung edad ni Methuselah mula nang i-proclaim at saka hanggang sa edad, i-compute mo yung edad nung nanganak. Kasi ganito yan eh.
Yeah.
Si Enoch nanganak. Nung nanganak si Enoch, nagsimula yung prophecy. In fact, sa panganay na anak ni Enoch, nagkaroon siya ng relasyon sa Diyos.
Mm-hmm.
Ang sabi ng Patriarchs and Prophets, si Enoch daw, hindi naman siya normally spiritual na tao.
Mm-hmm.
Sablay din siya. Pero magmula nung pinanganak yung anak niya, doon niya naintindihan yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanya.
Totoo yun, Pastor.
Oh.
Ako bilang mother, totoo yan.
That's it. Ganito pala kalaki.
Totoo.
Ganito pala kalaki.
Yung father's love.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hindi mo maintindihan ang pagmamahal sa'yo ng ama mo o ng Diyos hanggat di ka nagkakaanak.
Mm-hmm.
Pag nagkaanak ka, hindi masukat-sukat.
Totoo.
Kung tatlo ang anak mo, ang laki ng pag-ibig. Kung lima ang anak mo, mas malaki pa. Kung sampu ang anak mo, eh kung 1 million ng anak
mo. How much more?
Grabe, sobrang. So, because of that, he was in love with God the moment he became father. But that's not only that fact. He named his son out of God's love for human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Na nakita niya na yung flood. So, bago pa yung flood, na-compute niya na, at ang ganda pa nito, sinong pinakamatandang tao sa buong mundo?
Siya yun, si Methuselah.
Methuselah. So, paano sinasabi ng Panginoon, okay, i-destroy ko kayo, pero i-delay ko. I-delay ko. Ahabaan ko. Ahabaan ko kasi bibigyan ko yun ng chance. And how many years nag-preach si Noah? About 120 years bago dumating ang flood.
That's true.
So, kung kukumputin mo yun, wala tayong panahon ngayon, pero kung kukumputin mo mula sa pagkapanganak, hanggang sa yung edad ni Methuselah, hanggang sa ano, kung kukumputin mo yun, exactly, nung nagkaedad siya ng 969, doon exactly dumating ang bahag.
Opo, Pastor, akala natin wala lang yung mga ages doon, saka yung mga years doon. Pero it has its relevance talaga. Kinumpute ko na rin yan noon, Pastor. Oh.
So ang relevance sa atin ngayon, pinapahaba talaga ng Diyos. Kasi gusto niyang bigyan ng chance na mailigtas. Ang kaso mo, ilan ang naligtas? Wawalo. Okay. So isa pa, of course kasama dyan si Noah as God's prophet. He preached for 120 years. Pero ang nailigtas lang niya, yung pamilya niya.
Opo.
Sadly, pero fortunately.
Oh,
isipin mo na lang kung ano nailigtas niya iba. Tapos yung pamilya niya ay naiwan. Hindi, mas napakasaklap.
Totoo.
Diba? Okay, ang susunod natin, si Abraham. Mm-hmm. Isa sa mga verses natin ay Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Paborito ko rin to, Pastor, in terms of nation. Mm-hmm. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Dun muna tayo sa prophetic gift bago sa mission. I mean, who is Abraham? Sino ba si Abraham? Si Abraham literally came from, sabi natin, a Gentile family.
Opo. And even yung environment niya.
Pero ibang environment niya, galing siya sa Upper Babylon, no? Mm-hmm. From Ur. He was taken by God from comfortable place to an uncomfortable place. Mm-hmm. Sabi natin, from comfort zone to growth zone. To growth zone, para lumago siya. And he experienced being with God. Na-experience niya na makasama ang Panginoon at na-experience niya na yung sumablay.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Yeah.
And yet, God was so patient with him.
That's true.
Hanggang sa dumating siya na i-test siya ng Panginoon kung maniniwala talaga siya na meron ba siyang mission o wala.
Mm-hmm.
At ang mission na ang sabi sa kanya, I will bless thee and you will bless nations. And how do you bless nation kung wala ka naman magiging anak? And then, ang pangako pa naman sa kanya ultimately, and you will be a blessing to all nations and all families of the earth. So basically, yun yung mission sa kanya. And yet, this has not been a mission if God did not communicate with him.
Mm-hmm.
So which means that ang ultimate mission ng Panginoon ay maging blessing sa buong mundo si Abraham. Pero paano siya magiging blessing kung mananatili siya sa Panginoon? What's your take on that?
Totoo yun. Parang si Enoch din po, Pastor, di ba? He walked with God. So ganun din, we look into Abraham talaga as our faithful forefather. And kung hindi nga dun sa faithfulness si Abraham, pagtatapat niya, wala din po yata mga religions po ngayon.
That's it. Two major religions.
Yes.
Three, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Magte-trace pa rin kay Abraham.
Totoo yun, Pastor.
Ang pinaka gusto kong event sa buhay ni Abraham, ano? The test, sabi na natin, the test of prophecy. The prophecy talks about his son. Buklatin nga natin, wala ito sa mga verse na ibibigay ko, pero buklatin natin from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. Medyo favorite ko to eh. Sa ano to? Sa mga Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Hall of Faith. Okay,
opo, sabi doon, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
Next. Tuloy-tuloy
lang.
Verse 18.
Of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Next.
And then 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure.
Kasi napunta sa conflict yung faith. Sabi natin, tinest yung faith niya. Unang-una, through Isaac, the promise will be fulfilled.
Yes.
Okay. Paano ma-fulfill? That he will make a nation, a big nation, and he will be a blessing to the nations. Diba? Pero ipapapatay.
Oo nga po eh.
Ano mangyayari sa mission? Tapos, eto pa. Diba, kaya nga sinugo si Abraham dun para ipatigil yung maling practice ng pag-o-offer ng mga
sacrifices,
Baal sacrifices, o mga... May dalawa pa lamang conflict yan. Una, nag-worship sila sa fertility, so they have a lot of immoralities, no? Mm-hmm. Tapos pag nabuntis sila, is a sacrifice naman nila sa anak. So, cyclic. Galit na galit ang Panginoon dun sa cycle ng immorality.
Totoo.
Na kunwari, offer nila yung mga anak nila, pero yung mga anak nila is also a product of their immorality.
Mm-hmm.
Licentiousness.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang gusto ng Panginoon, sirain yun. Tapos suddenly, biglang manganganak si Abraham, tapos ipapa-offer. Talagang, paano kaya niya i-manage ito, Jace? Paano niya i-manage yun? And yet, he had the faith that both can happen.
Oh, I see.
Both can happen. He can kill his son and still fulfill his promise by raising him from the dead.
Yeah, that's also possible na, ano, to think about it.
So, he will literally kill his son in obedience to the Father, but he does not lose his faith by believing that there's resurrection. And there has never been any resurrection recorded anywhere in history.
Nung time na yon.
So, which means...
True.
That Abraham, though he is not a Christian, believed that God can resurrect the dead.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why he is the father of faith.
Amen.
Diba?
Totoo, Pastor. Oh, kasi kung ako yun nasa part ni Abraham, parang ang hirap talaga isipin. Ang hirap isipin. Okay, Lord, pupulpilo ba yung promise mo? Pero bakit ko i-offer ito? Oh, meron palang another way, which is yes, that God could resurrect.
That's why we need to believe that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Otherwise, we do not take the heritage of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
The heritage of faith of Abraham is believing that nothing is impossible with God and that God is the God of life, not of death.
Totoo, grabe.
Diba? Exciting. Napakasarap, mga kapatid. Napakasarap lang isipin na meron tayong ganitong heritage of faith.
That's true.
And we took it from Abraham. Mm-hmm. Diba napakaganda? Ang heritage natin nagsimula pa sa...
Yeah, sa Bible, si
sa
Old
Bible
Testament. Noon-noon pa, diba?
Kaya sabi ko, hanggang saan kaya tayo mag-drawback, diba kanina nagchichikahan tayo sa ko?
Oo nga.
Hanggang saan ba tayo, ako babalik para balikan yung heritage natin? Sabi mo, saan ba nagsimula yung Great Controversy? Sabi ko, sa Jerusalem. Pero kailangan pa bumalik pa para makita natin yung heritage of faith natin. And that is from Abraham. Ang susunod natin, let's talk about, nabanggit ko dito. Joseph.
Yeah. We have Enoch, Abraham, now si Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph. Now, basically, Joseph, inisip, prophet ba si Joseph? Di ba parang, hindi naman siya prophet.
That's
usually, hindi.
Okay.
Patriarchs, isa sa patriarchs, pero parang hindi natin naituring na prophet. But, he had visions from God. He had dreams, sorry. He had dreams and God was communicating through him.
Yeah, and he can even interpret the dreams po, diba?
That's it. So, it's a prophetic gift.
Totoo. Totoo.
At saka, meron pa tayo matututunan kay Joseph. Financial management. Keeping the 20%. Diba? Okay. Pag iniisip-isip ko, kailan ko kaya matutupad yung prophetic gift na sinabi kay, kung gusto mo mag-survive ka sa crisis, you have to learn how to keep. And not only keeping money, but also keeping faith.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I mean, sa araw-araw na devotional mo, ilan ang nakikip mo? Diba? Sa panahon ng crisis, ilan ang kaya mong gamitin? Baka wala kang kayang gamitin panahon ng crisis. Bakit? Baka na-squander mo na lahat ng mga verses. I mean, spiritually lang sa akin yun. But ang pinakamatindi ko dito was all of this are but just an image of the typology of Christ.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kagaya ni Joseph. Pinagbili siya sa 30 pieces of silver. Ah, sorry, 40, is it? 30. Nalito na ako, ha? 20. 20. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Si Jesus Christ, 30. Di ba?
Yeah, opo.
Kaya siguro may, ano na eh, lumaki na yung pressure. Pero, opo. He became a slave. Jesus also became a servant. Di ba? He was rejected by his brothers. Mm-hmm. Jesus was also rejected by his brothers. He was degraded and yet was exalted. Jesus also was degraded and yet was also exalted. God used him to become a blessing, not only to Israel, but to the Gentile world.
Yeah, opo.
Biro mo, pati hintil naging blessing. Naging blessing siya. So, kay Joseph pa lang, blessing na. Hindi pa nakakarating kay Jesus, blessing na. So, in the same way,
galing din kasi siya kay Abraham, di ba?
That's it.
So, talaga, totoo yung promise ng Panginoon kay Abraham. It flows with Joseph also.
Blessing na siya. Okay. Naalala ko pa nung, tama ba yun? Was it, panahon ni Abraham or was it panahon ni Moses na, I think it's Moses if I'm not mistaken, na nung lumabas si Pharaoh, nung lumabas si Moses, ang sabi ni Pharaoh, I'm confused, no? Pero basta ang sabi ni Pharaoh, either kay Abraham o kay Moses, na bless me also before you go.
Oh.
Yes. Bless me. Yun yung term. Confused lang ako kung saan
particular. Para yung kay Abraham, yung kay sa Egypt.
Yun na nga yun. Kay Abraham, sabi niya, bless me also.
So,
even the people of God blesses. Kahit nung panahon ni Daniel, siya naging blessing kay Nabucodonosor.
Totoo po yan.
Mesak, Sadak, at Abednego, naging blessing din sila. Si Esther, naging blessing din. And the rest...
Talagang to all the nations, Pastor. Totoo talaga.
Ginamit talaga sila para maging blessing. They're always a blessing. And yet, they need to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have that relationship with God. Now, let's go to Exodus chapter 32, verse 32. Concerning Moses. Let's read.
So, Moses naman po tayo. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Exodus 32.
So, alam naman natin na among the prophets, Moses is the major, major, major prophet.
Opo.
Siya talaga yung kung merong itsura ng prophet.
And he even wrote, di ba, yung Genesis to Leviticus, Numbers.
Yeah, including Job. Ngayon. And yet, he was so humble to the point of, Lord, blot me instead of them. And for me, this is an image of Christ. This is a typology of Christ. At nakita mo ba kung anong ginawa ng Panginoon kay Moses? 40 years of education. And then another 40 years of uneducation.
Yeah, sa wilderness.
Sa wilderness. Tapos, another 40 years of leadership with stubborn people.
Uh-huh.
Tapos nag-fail pa rin siya at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung failure niya, yun yung image na makikita natin na lahat ng tao nagkasala. Pero isa lang talaga hindi nagkasala. Si Jesus Christ.
Opo.
Amen. Opo. Sabi ko nga kanina, si Enoch, hangang-hanga tayo. And yet, di ba, at the onset ng kanyang spirituality, hindi naman kagad siya spiritual eh. Kahit na si Joseph, inamin niya na kasalanan din siya.
Ito.
Si Daniel, even Daniel, sabi niya, mas malaki yung parusa namin, kulang pa dun sa kasalanan ginawa namin sa'yo. So, all of it, but Christ never sinned. Si Christ lang talaga. And yet, Moses is one of those typology of the image na si Christ. Ang tanong, bakit hindi pwedeng tanggapin yung sacrifice ni Moses?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's blemished.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung sacrifice ni Christ, it's untarnished, without blemish, at the same time, he is eternal. So yun lang talaga ang pwedeng magbayad.
Totoo.
Sa ating utang. What particular, ako ang particular ko na inangaan kay Moses is yung meekness na sumunod, although sabi na natin, hindi pa rin siya perfect, pero yung meekness niya na sunod lang siya ng sunod. Yun ang nakita kong magandang trait na meron si Moses. Ikaw, personally, ano yung particular na mahahangaan mo talaga kay Moses?
Yung ganun din, Pastor, yung humility. I like his humility talaga. Kasi hindi lahat ng leader would actually have the same humility na kagaya ng kay Moses. At the same time, to always communicate with God. Na talaga yung constant connection niya with God, andun eh. And to the point na he was privileged na dumaan sa harap niya yung Panginoon.
Yun, yun.
Parang, not everyone could have the privilege, pero ito yun si Moses yung may ganung privilege.
Tsaka grabe yung kanyang ano, no? He dared to say, I want to see your glory.
Mm.
Glory means, gusto kong makita yung buong buo sa'yo.
Yeah, it can even cost your life, di ba, Pastor?
Tapos ang sabi ng Panginoon, sige, dadaan ako sa'yo, pero likod lang. Kasi baka pag nakita mo ako, mamatay ka.
Totoo.
And yet, nung makita niya, i-exclaim, sabi niya, whoa, sabi niya, merciful, kind, slow to anger, and all of this. Kaya na-acquire niya din yun. By constantly holding.
Yeah, pag nakita mo yung character ng Panginoon, Pastor.
That's true. Yun ang kagandahan dun. And yet, he fulfilled his mission.
Mm-hmm.
Even, kailan ba siya nag-retire? At age 120?
Apo.
Nung nag-retire siya, namatay na rin siya.
Apo.
Ayo, 60? Wala na, retired na, 60, 65, retired na. Pero siya, double it. Ang dami kong masasabi tungkol sa mga pioneer natin.
Oo nga. Naku,
huwag muna doon.
Nagsisimula pala tayo.
Unahin muna natin. Kasi galing kami ng Australia. Si Ellen White started to be a missionary in Australia at age 64.
Oh.
Until 73.
Oh.
Until 73. Tapos nag-retire lang siya bago siya mamatay.
Ano, 80 plus na?
87.
Opo.
Ibig sabihin, wala talaga siyang retirement.
Totoo.
And yet, tayo ngayon, magre-retire tayo tapos mabanjing-banjing na lang.
Walang retirement sa Panginoon.
Wala. Wala. Nasusunod natin.
Yes.
Oh, the prophet Moses. Samuel. Inisip natin. Si Samuel, yeah. We know him as a priest, yeah?
Uh-huh. Opo.
But he's also a prophet. Okay. Check natin. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Sige. Basta.
Sabi po dito, and he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he said, come it surely to pass. Now let us go tither. Preadventure, he can show us our way that we should go.
Okay.
Wow.
Verse 6 and verse 9.
Verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
So, nung unang panahon, ang tawag sa mga prophet ay seer.
Opo.
Ay, kinuha lang yung text ko dito, pero just to reflect on what happened in the time of Samuel, no? Pag-usapan natin to. Ang huling prophet, ang wala nang gaanong prophet.
Yeah, nung time.
Nung time na yun. So, binanggit dito na halos walang nagpapakitang any prophecy. And then, si Eli, the priest, is already corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The children are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The whole nation are corrupt. Remember, galing sila sa mga judges. And yung mga judges, puro pasaway lahat, di ba, yung bayan.
Yes.
That's why may judges. Tapos, naging so dark na hindi na nagpapakita ang Panginoon. Wala nang revelation. Tapos, ang simbolo, before the dawn, nung mamamatay na yung lamb, di ba? Nung mamamatay na yung lamb, kinausap ng Panginoon si Samuel. Sabi, Samuel, Samuel.
Yeah, he was called.
Yeah. So what was the symbol? Dalawang symbol nun. Mamamatay na yung lamb, ibig sabihin, mamamatay na yung natitirang light, who is Eli. Papatay na si Eli nun eh. Or, sobra na yung darkness. Sobra na yung, sabi, kumbaga, pusikit na yung kadiliman.
Mm-hmm.
Sisilang ang liwanag. And that light is Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
So, nakuha mo yung symbolism nun.
Pero naalala ko yung si Jesus, yung pagdating ni Jesus.
That's it. So, typology pa rin siya ni Christ. Kung kailan napakadilim ng mundo. Diba?
And he came. Totoo.
Grabe yung ano, pag binasa mo yung Deserve Ages, in the fullness of time.
Totoo yan, Pastor. Fullness of time talaga ang tawag doon.
Fullness of time means grabe yung oppression, grabe yung kadiliman, lahat na ng ang Pharisee, ang Sadducee, lahat na ng sect.
Hopelessness and
hopeless,
all.
Hopeless. Tapos, enslaved pa sila. Tapos, they were hoping for a king that is not really a king that would deliver them. And yet, Jesus Christ was born.
Mm-hmm.
And He was rejected by all men. Pero dun magsisimula na sumulpot ang liwanag sa buong mundo.
Kaya yung symbolism ng star na sinunod ng mga magi, talaga yun eh. Jesus, the light talaga.
Eh, dito pa lang. Dito pa lang. Na-fulfill may unang verse natin eh.
Uh-huh.
Tingnan natin kung paano. Kaya dapat, before kang magbasa ng Bible,
mm-hmm.
dapat alam mo, for me, I have 3 lenses as I read the Bible. The first lens is the love of God.
Mm,
the second lens is Christ. The third lens is mission.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat makita mo yun habang nagbabasa. Pero pag hindi mo alam yung pinaka, sabihin na natin, outline ng buong Bible, the unifying
theme
of Totoo. The scriptures. Basa ka lang ng basa ng Bible, tapos you're going nowhere.
Totoo yan.
You're going nowhere. Sabi niya sa John chapter 5, verse 39, oh, you search the scriptures, you think you have eternal life in them, but they are that which testify of me. How? Kung hindi mo nakita yung testimony ni Christ sa life ng mga prophets, sa life ng patriarchs, sa various mga symbolism ng lamb, ng kung ano-ano, hindi mo makukuha. You will miss the point.
Totoo yan, Pastor. Alam mo, I'm teaching homiletics. And sabi doon, yung bawat pericope na nasa Bible, it always leads to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya even yung sermons natin, it could really lead na talaga si Jesus yung ililift natin in every sermon.
Otherwise, you would not be motivated to do missions.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi mahihiya ka kung hindi si Jesus yun. Ano yun? Religion? Ano, Sabbath? Ganito lang, ganyan-ganyan. It's not powerful. Pero pag nakita mong it leads to Jesus and the redemptive power of Jesus, then ang sarap siyang i-preach kasi good news siya.
Totoo.
Good news siya. Then, we'll have David.
Oh, yeah. After Samuel, David.
Prophet ba si David? Di ba kanina nagtanong ka? King siya, di ba?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Prophet. Pero ang dami niya sinulat sa Bible.
Yeah, the Psalms. And
Psalms. The... Ano ba? Most probably Psalms ang pinakakilala natin. Yeah, Psalms. The book of Psalms. And he was in 1 Kings, 2 Kings, ganyan, nandyan. Pero, how does he become a prophet? Tingnan natin. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 and 46. Paano siya pinili?
Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied."
46.
"This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel."
Gano siya ka certain
mm-hmm.
na mapapatay niya si Goliath? I would say yes, faith.
Totoo, Pastor.
But at the same time, I think it's the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that enables him to know kung ano talaga yung kanyang kakayanan. And one of the most profound prophecy sa akin ay Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sabi niya, tapos in-explain na doon kung paano mamamatay si Jesus Christ. Yung mapapako sa krus and all of this. And then yung triumph ng evangelism. And then it ended with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Tapos na tapos siya, do I walk the valley of the shadow of death? Tapos sabi niya, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is prophetic.
Totoo yun.
We may not understand it, but it is prophetic. Napakaganda. And one character na nakita ko kay David, his heart. Yeah? Kaya pinili siya among the brethren. Ilan silang magkakapatid, di ba? Pero sabi ng Panginoon, huwag kang titingin
mm-hmm.
sa panlabas. Kasi ang unang tinignan, si Saul, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Talagang kingly stature.
Yes,
lahat nasa kanya. Pero nung makita nila na hindi pala talaga sa itsura titignan, kundi sa heart. And David was kagayang-kagaya ng puso ng Diyos.
Yeah, a man after God's own heart.
God's own heart.
Totoo.
Kaya lang alam natin yung Alam natin yung imperfections. He is still human. Pero, nandun yung humility. Nung makilala niya yung kanyang kasalanan, nag-confess kaagad siya, at hindi na niya maagapan pa yung consequences nun. And yet, even his brokenness was written.
Mm-hmm.
Even his transgressions were written, confessions were written, so that we may still be inspired. And among the whole scriptures, sa tingin ko, ang mas makaka-relate tayo ay Psalms.
Mm, totoo.
Yung brokenness.
Totoo yan, Pastor. Mm. Minsan iyak ako ng iyak. Sabi ko, Lord, paano ba ako titigil sa pag-iyak ko? When I open Psalms, there's one chapter there na talagang, sabi ko, Lord, tamang-tama itong verse ito for me, and I stop crying.
That's it.
Ang galing.
Ang ganda ng Psalms.
Totoo.
Ako, pagka yung makasalanan ka, Psalm 51, aid you. Pag natatakot ka, Psalm 91
mm-hmm.
can help you. Pagka medyo tempted ka, Psalm chapter 1.
Lahat ng journey ng buhay natin, Pastor.
That's
no?
it. Psalm chapter 8, kung gusto mo magpuri sa Panginoon. And a lot of it is because of the experiences na pinaranas ng Panginoon kay David. Dahil sa experiences niya, pati yung galit niya nandun. Yung kanyang pagsisisi nandun. Yung kanyang pagpupuri nandun. Lahat ng expressions, because David is an emotional person,
mm-hmm.
so he writes down his emotions vividly so that we can relate to him.
Pastor, may nag-comment, si David daw, ay 12 years old pa lang siya, binuhusan na siya ng langis. Prepared na siya ng Panginoon, kaya taglay na yung kakaibang lakas at katatagan from Haring Agila. He was anointed, right?
But it took him 14 years before he became a king from anointment.
Totoo.
Biruin mo, in-anoint ka.
Ang patience and talagang faith, ano?
Kasi mahalaga sa Panginoon yung molding ng character.
Mm, mm.
Tapos yung iba, nagmamadaling ma-intern.
Mm,
Tapos magtatampo kapag hindi na-intern. Mga kapatid, no. No. Kung may curriculum ang Panginoon, kahit tumagal siya ng 12 years, 14 years, let it be. Let God be God.
Amen.
Kaya nagmamadali. Mm-hmm. Ang punong mabilis tumubo, madali ring bumagsak.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, ang punong matagal tumubo, matibay.
Amen.
Amen. So, siguro mag-take away na tayo.
May last one pa ba, Pastor?
Last one, Jonah.
Oh, yeah. Jonah. Oh.
Okay. Matthew 16:4.
Apo.
Matthew 16:4 kasi sayang din.
So, ang last prophet natin sa Old Testament, tama?
Jonah.
Okay po, si Jonah.
And then, paano siya makaka-relate sa atin?
Mm-hmm.
Jonah. Sige, Matthew chapter 16 verse 4. The stubborn preacher.
Uh-huh. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed.
What was the sign of the prophet Jonah? And Jesus Christ is explaining this. The sign of the prophet Jonah is that he was in the belly for 3 days. And what does that mean? That Jesus will also be in the belly of the earth for 3 days. And after 3 days, he will be resurrected.
Sana naintindihan nilang lahat yun, no? Nung time na yun. Pero hindi lahat nakaintindi nung time na yun, Pastor.
Kaya even Jesus recognized Jonah
as a prophet.
As a prophet.
Pero,
but Jonah is not a perfect prophet.
Mm.
He's a tantrum prophet. Diba? Biruin mo yun.
Runaway prophet.
Runaway prophet. At anong dahilan bakit hindi siya pumunta sa Nineveh? Kasi alam niyang magpapatawad ang Panginoon.
Oo nga. Kilala niya nga yung Panginoon, Pastor eh. Kilala niya.
Kaya, ang galing niya mag-preach, di ba? Nung nag-preach siya, nagsisi lahat.
Oo, nag-repent
pero,
talaga lahat.
Alam niya magre-repent lahat. Alam niya makukumbinsin niya, pero wala siyang awa dun sa mga tao. Sabi niya, no, pakialam sa inyo. So, sa atin mga kapatid, kahit tayo po mga kapatid ay galit sa kapitbahay natin o ayaw natin silang maligtas, pag tinawag tayo ng Panginoon, sunod lang. Bakit? Ikakainin din po tayo ng pating mga kapatid.
Mm-hmm.
Pagkatapos, ibabalik din tayo. E di ba, subject na naman tayo.
Okay po. Noted po.
Ako, naalala ko ng panahon. Umalis ako sa mission.
Yeah.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Umalis ako sa gawain. Pero pinabalik lang din ako. Pero painful. Pero nung bumalik ako, ang saya ko. Kasi at least nakabalik ako.
Opo, purihin ang Diyos.
Otherwise,
ang Diyos.
Wala. Sige, basa tayo ng mga...
Last comment, ano? Sabi dito, grabe po ang siksik at liglig at umaapo po ang matututunan. Napaka-clear po ng paliwanag nila, Pastor. Salamat po, Lord, sa buhay ni Pastor Bantam Jason from Ma'am China Vidal. Totoo yung Pastor, parang kulang yung 1 hour, wait lang. Pero matatapos na po yung
anong
oras natin.
Anong takeaway mo bago tayo mag-pray?
Sobrang, yung Old Testament, it's just right that we dwell on it. Kasi para makita talaga natin yung pinanggagalingan natin. And imagine knowing that there's a lot of prophets sa Old Testament and it's leading to Jesus. Mas makikita natin, Pastor, yung history natin, yung Adventist heritage natin, na all of this is actually leading to Jesus. And mas mamamagnify si Jesus sa buhay ng lahat, sa buhay ng lahat.
What about your takeaway on missions?
Alam nyo, alam ko kasi yan, na ang una talaga missionary is si God. Kaya nga talagang sending talaga. Una niyang ginawa, sending. And yung John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Talagang He's the first missionary. And yung sinabi nyo nga kanina, where are you? Nasaan kayo? Alam yun, hinahanap tayo ng Panginoon. So talagang, yeah.
Basta muna tayo ng comment bago ako mag-last comment and mag-pray. Si Van Halek. At nakita mo, Halen?
Yeah, yeah.
Sige, pakibasa.
Sabi niya doon, the center of all prophecies is Jesus Christ. If God used all holy prophets, prophesied the future, God knows our future too. Totoo naman yun.
Sabi ni M. Maglonso, sarap manood Tagano to eh, taga Malolos.
Okay, alam mo. Okay.
Malolos to. Sabi niya, sarap manood, lalo makikilala si Jesus. Christopher Reyes Timbol from Italy, pakibasa.
Oh, sabi niya, amen, old but plenty of golden message that is super relate sa bawat araw at bawat buhay. Praise God.
Si Shalom nag-comment din. Pakibasa. Okay. Indeed. Nakita mo? Indeed,
knowing our history gives us deeper understanding of the roots of our faith. Knowing our heritage makes us fall in love over and over again sa ating one and only God.
Sabi ni ni Emblem Yura, walang kurap ng mata.
Oo nga eh.
Amen.
Parang bawal ma-miss yung kahit single segundo dito, ano?
Sige. Siguro, let's devote our special time. Gusto ko lang, ang takeaway ko mga pati dito is that we are all called by God for missions. God wants to communicate through us. We may not be prophets, but we are missionaries that can proclaim the great prophecies of the scriptures because of the love of God to save the world. Tayo po'y manalangin. Nakilala po namin Diyos, maraming salamat po sa pagkakataong pinagalob niyo sa amin upang buklatin ang aming mga Biblia, matutunan ang dakilang misyon ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon sa buong mundo. At makita namin, Panginoon, ang heritage, ang pamana na ipinagkalob niyo sa amin. Ang pinamana niyo sa amin si Kristo, pinamana niyo sa amin ang inyong pag-ibig, pinamana niyo rin sa amin, Panginoon, ang misyon na ibigin ang aming kapwa at iparating ang pabalita sa buong mundo. Dakilang Diyos, let us be ignited with our missions kung kami man ang natutulog, Panginoon, sa aming pong paggawa sa inyong gawain. Patawarin niyo po kami. Ngayon, Panginoon, gisingin kami. Let us be involved. Help us, Lord, to be involved in the great finishing work of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for involving us and calling us in missions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Purihin po ang Panginoon. Maraming maraming salamat po sa inyong pagsubaybay. Muli po namin kayong inaanyayahan na manood ng programang ito tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lamang sa programang Gigising sa Inyo na makisangkot sa nagtatapos na gawain ng Ebanghelyo, Adventist Heritage.
Amen.